It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's the same. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Captain Kirk Hillman in studio, keeping you locked in and on the air during this break as we get you set for game number two of our doubleheader. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA. Zone 3 tournament in Seneca. Doniphan County kept their summer alive with a 10-0 win over Seneca in the first game, if you missed it. So Seneca summer has come to an end. Doniphan County survives, advances, and they will play at 3 o'clock tomorrow against the loser of this next game coming up, which is the top two seeds in Corning post 216 and Hiawatha post 66. The winner of this one guarantees one of the two spots in the upcoming state tournament next week in Concordia. Again, thank you so much for hanging with us tonight. I mentioned Kurt in studio. We got Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tadman with you. We are just minutes away from the first pitch here with Hiawatha and Corning, top two teams this summer, and excited to bring it to you here in the winner's brackets of this tournament here tonight. So let's get you just a little bit of a recap again of these two teams. Corning, a record of 13-5, the back-to-back league champs. They beat Hiawatha on Sunday in that league championship game by a final score of 6-3. Corning, 2-1 against Hiawatha this season. This will be matchup number four between these two. Obviously, the winner of this one guaranteeing a spot in state next week. The loser will have to play Doniphan County tomorrow afternoon and, of course, try to avoid another loss at that point. But a win against Doniphan County tomorrow would secure the second team in that state tournament next week. Hiawatha 23-9. They beat Seneca last night 21-11 in five innings. Corning, by the way, they knocked out Doniphan County 15-5 in six innings. So we got the top two teams. We're going to take a break here in just a minute before first pitch. But Crendon, again, top two teams. I think the most consistent teams that we have seen from top to bottom. Corning, Hiawatha. Corning was at state last year. Hiawatha was at state 2 years ago. Both these teams could certainly make some noise at state next week again.
Yeah, both these teams have a great opportunity to get to state, and one of these teams have the opportunity to guarantee their spot in this game. It just takes this game, and you guarantee your spot in the championship game and to be able to continue to play. So, you know, for one of these teams, it's going to be their opportunity. We look at yesterday's performances by both these teams. They both struggled pitching-wise, but Hiawatha productivity up the at-bat. They had 13 hits. Corning, they had 7. So today, it's about continuing it for Hiawatha. Hiawatha, they had a lot of dominant players. Talk about that one dominant player being Ashton Rocky, who will be pitching tonight. But yesterday, he was hitting. He was 3-for-3. He had 2 doubles. And he was overall just being able to be a high-level player, also with his 4 RBIs and his 4 runs. So he was doing great there, and he's going to try to continue that productive journey, not only at bat, but up on the bump. And then for Corning, they're going to have to try just to keep things going and to keep those positives that they did have yesterday on all of those players. Hunter Lehman, you know, see what he can do as the leadoff and to see what he can help do and bring to the rest of the order for Corning.
Let's get you the lineups for this winner's bracket game tonight. Top two teams, Corning post 216, Hiawatha post 66. Let's start with Corning, again with a record of 13-5. They'll be like this here in the matchup tonight. Hunter Lehman will catch. He'll lead things off. He'll be followed by the second baseman in L.J. Kelzer. Drew Gibbs is pitching and batting third. Race Fisher in the cleanup spot. He'll be at third base. Brett Heidemann at first base. He'll bat fifth. Aiden Talley will bat sixth and play in left field. Paxton Bowers, the shortstop, he bats seventh. Ben Haberkamp in center field batting eighth, and Miles Wimberly in right field and batting ninth. So again for Corning, Hunter Lehman catching, L.J. Kelzer at second, Drew Gibbs pitching, Race Fisher at third, Brett Heidemann at first, Aiden Talley in left, Paxton Bowers at short, Ben Haberkamp in center, Miles Wimberly in right. And for Hiawatha, again post 66, 23-9 on the summer, Josh Smith will lead it off. He'll be at second base. Cooper Jacobson in left field, or correction, in center field, and he'll bat second. Ashton Rocky will pitch. He'll bat third. Sam Dunn, the shortstop, he'll be in the cleanup spot. Caden Smith will bat fifth and be at first base. Gannon Becker at third, batting sixth. Cooper Wishrup, the catcher, he'll bat seventh. Camden Thonen is in right field, batting eighth. And Peyton Teal, the left fielder, rounding it out and batting ninth. So again, for Hiawatha, Smith at second, Jacobson in center, Rocky pitching, Dunn at short, Caden Smith at first, Becker at third, Wishrup catching, Thonen in right, Teal is in left. A good one coming your way. The nightcap is straight ahead, and the first pitch is coming up next.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home,
right at home.
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you ready to explore the great outdoors with your recreational vehicles? Contact us, SBS Insurance, today for a personal insurance quote to protect your side-by-sides, boats, and RVs against unexpected mishaps. From off-road adventures to serene voyages, enjoy peace of mind wherever travel takes you.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball presented by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, they're open 7 days a week with great specials. Alongside Crittenden Prophet, Captain Kirk Kilman in studio, I'm Brady Tabman here in Seneca. Corning Post 216, they take the field as Hiawatha Post 66 will have the honor of the first at bat here in this winner's bracket game, the winner securing one of the two spots out of this field in the state tournament in Concordia next week. The loser will have to at least win one more game tomorrow as Doniphan County awaits the loser of this game at 3 o'clock, which, of course, we'll have for you on KNZA. Hard-throwing right-hander Drew Gibbs on the mound for Corning. What's kind of the expectation for both these teams tonight?
Well, for Hiawatha, the expectation is to continue what you did well yesterday, and that was the at-bat hitting, scoring 21 runs, beating Seneca 21-11, Seneca, who just got eliminated to Doniphan County. And then here, Corning, it's about continuing what was the positives. You know, keep getting those hits, keep dominate the top half of the order, but kind of let that lead into the bottom half of the order. Let that whole lineup kind of excel and have that success all the way through to those nine batters. And, you know, they had a great victory yesterday, too, the 15-5. Over Doniphan County, and at one point they led 9-0, but Hiawatha, they were actually down 5-0 to start the game versus Seneca, but they were able to reply in the bottom of the first, scoring 6 runs. So, you know, Hiawatha has shown one thing, and that's resilience. They've been able to kind of see a wall and be able to get over it. Corning, they've kind of just been able to have a lead the entire way and keep that going. So we're going to see if it's resilience that pulls through, or if it's going to be kind of just, you know, holding the race since the very start. You know, that's what it comes down to.
Well, both these teams, again, with wins last night, putting themselves in great spots. Winner will obviously have the best spot of them all with at least a spot in state. And, again, these two teams have been phenomenal to watch throughout the course of the summer. Both these teams could be representing next week. Well, the winner at least will guarantee one spot. Tomorrow will be another day, but let's get going here. It is Drew Gibbs on the bump for Corning in the baby blue tops, gray pants, first pitch, a fastball called strike to the second baseman for Hiawatha and Josh Smith. And the nightcap here on KNZA is officially underway at 8:02. Another hard-throwing fastball that is fouled straight back into the screen, and Smith falls behind quickly, no balls, two strikes. 78 degrees. Boy, perfect temperature here. First pitch for this one under the lights tonight in Seneca. Breaking ball in the dirt makes it one ball, two strikes. Josh Smith will be followed by Cooper Jacobson and Ashton Rocky. As Hiawatha posts 66, 23 wins, 9 losses. Next pitch in the dirt, 2-2 now.
And just like last night, beautiful night, again into the low 70s, also the wind kind of dying down. Last night we saw the flagpoles out there. The flags were just pure drop to the, just pure straight down. There was just no wind.
And a called strike 3 on the outside corner. Smith did not agree with the call, and just like that, an early strikeout for Drew Gibbs, and one up and one down here in the first.
Yeah, you mentioned what's the keys here for both teams, Corning. Their keys to dominate pitching, because what's something that a lot of teams struggled at yesterday? Well, that was pitching. Corning, they went through 3 pitchers through their game and were able just to get by.
There's Jacobson, first pitch outside the zone. One ball, no strikes here to the tall left-hander. It's the righty and Drew Gibbs. Open on the stance just a touch. Next pitch in the dirt makes it 2 balls and no strikes.
I'll say the one thing about Corning, though. They had Lehman start pitching yesterday, and I think the only reason I would say he was removed is because they had a very dominant lead, like I said, very sizable 9-0.
There's a called strike. Fastball in the outside corner. Jacobson watching all the way. 2-1 now the count. Jacobson, 2 hits in the game last night. A couple of singles. He walked, scored 3 times, and also had an RBI. And there's a swing and a miss outside of his shoes there to make it 2 balls and 2 strikes.
But while I was kind of talking about Lamming, how he had pretty decent pitching performance. He got pulled out. He's also here catching. He does a great job about framing pitches, too.
That one just missed on the outside corner. So the count runs full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Just getting going. Winner's bracket game. The winner will clinch a spot in the state tournament next week. Here's a high fly ball left field, certainly playable, and caught by the left fielder in Tally. Didn't have to move much for out number 2.
In Tally, yeah, he's a great field general. Yesterday you saw him as well. He was able to have 3 RBIs and 2 singles, so we'll see him up at bat later on, but great play just from the outfield.
Here's Ashton Rocky, who was great offensively. 3-for-3, 2 doubles. He drove in 4, had 4 runs scored, reached in all 5 of his at-bats. He was our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Didn't go as well on the bump, but certainly made up for it on offense. Here's a 1-0. A called strike on the inside corner with the fastball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Great pitching matchup tonight with Gibbs and Ashton Rocky. Corning the league champs against the runner-up here in Hiawatha. There's a half swing and miss there. Now 1 ball, 2 strikes. Chance for Gibbs here to go 1-2-3 in the first. Gibbs a lot of momentum and fires. Called strike 3. Fastball knee high on the outside corner. 2 strikeouts to open the frame. And that takes us to the bottom of the first. No score. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Tired of your string trimmer not running or tired of pull starting it? Come to Stahlbaumer Lumber and check out the Milwaukee string trimmer deal going on right now. With the trimmer blower combo, buy it and get an attachment absolutely free with purchase. Available attachments are edger, hedge trimmer, and pole saw attachments while supplies last. If you are new to the quick lock system, we offer up to 13 different styles of attachments that can change and interlock with the M18 fuel power head. And there's tons more of Milwaukee deals going on right now. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball presented by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? No score as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Corning and Hiawatha in this winner's bracket game. Again, the winner will clinch one of the two spots in the state tournament next week out in Concordia. The loser will have to face Doniphan County at 3 o'clock tomorrow, and then that will essentially be the other elimination game. And then once we get to that 5 o'clock game, the final two teams will be left, and then at that point, you're just working on seeding. Whoever wins the tournament will set themselves up maybe in a little bit better of an opening game next week out in Concordia. But nonetheless, after that 3 o'clock game tomorrow, we're going to know the two teams that are going to be representing our area out of state.
Yeah, I know you have a little bit of breathing room knowing that this isn't your elimination game, but you still got to be able to play your highest ability because you want to be able to secure your spot right here, right now. And also just want to make a mention real quick, Ashton Rocky starting pitching right here for this game. He's the only pitcher that we've seen tonight return who pitched yesterday. He didn't pitch very long, only an inning, maybe a half, but overall he didn't pitch very long, but he looked okay.
Well, first pitch is a fastball called strike number one to the Corning catcher in Hunter Lehman. He'll be followed by L.J. Kelzer and Drew Gibbs here in the first. Next pitch outside, one ball, one strike.
Just a little bit of rough control on the fastball, that one, to even get inside the dirt circle for the plate.
Fourth meeting this summer between these two. Of course, they played in the league championship game on Sunday in which Corning won 6-3. Corning has won two of the three matchups against Hiawatha. Here's a ground ball, middle, fielded by the shortstop. Good throw on time. Nicely done by Sam Dunn. Slow roller, not enough to get out of the infield, and one up and one down. It's a ground out 6-3.
Yeah, great play from Sam Dunn. The hit was going straight towards second base, so he had a nice speed to get there, make that catch, and to be able to get the first.
Nice throw, kept it inside the grass line, and one up, one down here in the bottom of the first. L.J. Kelzer, the second baseman, now digs in. That's on the right side against the right-hander in Rocky, who lifts and deals. It's a called strike on the outside corner. No balls, one strike.
We saw Rocky yesterday, like I mentioned, and he looked a little rough, but getting some good starting rep here. He's off to a good start.
This is hit well down the left field line, just foul. About 2 feet away from an extra base hit for Kelzer, and now he has to come back, reset. Behind in the count, no balls, two strikes. Kelzer reached base 3 times yesterday. He was 0 for 2, but he was hit by a pitch twice and also walked. Correction, he actually reached base 4 times. He also reached on an error and scored 4 runs. Watches one there in the dirt. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1 out, nobody on, no score, bottom one. Rocky sets, chest high, lifts and deals, off speed, bends away outside, and it's 2-2.
Yeah, Kelzer did a great job reaching base yesterday. Unfortunately, the way you don't want to reach base is getting hit by the ball. He was, I believe, hit by a pitch, so that was the best way to get on base, but he was able to earn it.
Hot shot, and it's ricocheted out into left field. That was too hot to handle by Becker at third, and that's going to be a base hit. With 2 strikes for L.J. Kelzer and our first base runner of the game.
Yeah, 2 out to handle, and the smoke just run right off the ground. It's a hard one to get picked up.
Kelzer is single. That brings up Drew Gibbs. He was rock solid on the mound in the top of the first inning. Retiring Hiawatha 1-2-3. Now he steps in for his first AB. He's got Kelzer at first and 1 out. Pitch by Rocky. It's a swing and a miss for strike one. Gibbs, 2 singles, 2 walks, 2 RBIs, and 3 runs scored in that victory over Doniphan County last night. Looks to continue that trend here. High fly ball, but it's going to be playable out and left. This is going to be a tough play for Teal. Backing, he can't make the catch. Boy, that just hung in the air and got all the way near the warning track, and now a throw to third is not in time. And that's going to be an extra base hit, and now 2 on and 1 out as Corning is cooking something up here in the first inning.
Yeah, great hit by Drew Gibbs. That hang time on the ball just really affected it. Teal was trying to track it. He even had to kind of look over his back, but unfortunately for him, it just had one great hang time, but also just a great distance.
And it goes down as a double, so now second and third base with 1 out. Corning looking to strike first here in tonight's game. Here's a hot bat and Race Fisher, who fouls away the first pitch, and it's no balls, one strike. Fisher was our player of the game last night here on KNZA, that 15-5 winner against Doniphan County. He had 2 doubles, five RBIs and three runs. He also walked twice. Takes one a little bit inside, one ball, one strike, but he had some monster hits late in that game that helped Corning put Doniphan County away. And now a base hit could give Corning a 2-0 lead. They got second and third with one down. And that one just a touch inside makes it 2-1. Defensively behind Rocky, Becker at third, Dunn at short, Josh Smith at second, Caden Smith at first. You got Wishrup catching, Teal in left, Jacobson in center, Thonens in right. There's a called strike on the outside corner, knee-high fastball, and now Fisher evened up, two balls, two strikes.
Well, I mean, despite Fisher being a very aggressive hitter, he's also very patient here, so he's just currently right now, he's just waiting for the location.
And he'll send this one high in the air, but foul territory. Ooh, right on top. That probably would have landed on me. There wasn't a roof on her head. I think a fan might have made a nice catch there, according to the rumblings from the crowd, but it was not me, I promise. 2-2. Here with Race Fisher, the third baseman. Kelzer at third, Gibbs at second. The pitch is fouled away. Good battle here by Fisher against Ashton Rocky as Rocky's trying to limit the damage, if any damage, here in the home first.
Yeah, he's being real aggressive. I mean, Fisher, he's just right now reeling in a big fish, and he's going to see if he can send this one out.
Two balls, two strikes, one out, two on. This is hit well, but it's going to go foul up near the fence. And again, two balls and two strikes. We'll do it again.
Yeah, I believe four straight fouls now. Just an incredible at-bat battle, just being able to be competitive with it and keep it alive for yourself as you're trying to protect this count as your 2-2.
So these two played on Sunday in the league championship game. The other matchups was June 16th, and they split that doubleheader. Here's a slow roller to the right side. It's going to be a productive at-bat and a productive out. It's going to be a ground out, but the run scores from third. Kelzer scores. And an RBI ground out there for Race Fisher, and 1-0 now, the Corning lead here in the first.
You know, it's an out, but it's still a productive out, and unfortunately, you put two outs up on the board now, but you score a run and you progress to run to third base.
So Gibbs to third, the run is in on the ground out to first, and now Brett Heideman an opportunity here. The lefty fouls away the first pitch to make it no balls, one strike. Lehman grounded out to begin the inning. Kelzer singled. Gibbs doubled. And Fisher a ground out to first, which brought in Kelzer from third. Now Gibbs at third with two down. And this is hit well to right center field, and it drops in for a base hit. Absolutely laced. And now kind of hesitating. Here's a throw to second base. Not in time. And an RBI for Brett Heideman, and Corning's lead is 2-0.
Brett Heideman probably could have had a stand-up double, but he hesitated at first base when rounding it because the center fielder kind of bobbled the hit out to the far field. So but otherwise, overall, it was a great move to get the second by Brett Heideman.
I believe that goes down as a single and an advance to second. So an RBI single by Heideman. 2-0 the score. And here is Aiden Talley. Takes a called strike. No balls, one strike. Talley, two hits yesterday, two singles. He drove in three, so he was very productive as well. Hot shot on a high hop. Done it short. Easy play across the diamond to get the out, and that retires the side. But damage done. RBIs in the inning by Race Fisher and Brett Heideman. And Corning a 2-0 lead over Hiawatha. You're listening to American Legion Baseball here on KNZA.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years experience in commercial, residential, new construction and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Kirk Hillman, Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tadman, Corning 2, Hiawatha nothing as we start the second inning. Here in this Zone 3 winner's bracket game tonight in Seneca. First pitch by Drew Gibbs to Sam Dunn is low and in the dirt for ball number one. Dunn, Caden Smith, and Gannon Becker two up for Hiawatha this inning. Gibbs retired the side 1-2-3 in the first with a couple of strikeouts. Dunn fouls this one away, makes it one ball, one strike.
Yes, Sam Dunn, just seeing what he can get here offensively. We saw him defensively in that first inning, the 6-3 play he made. Just an incredible gathering, catch, and then throw to first.
The 1-1 is a fastball missing high to make it 2-1. Dunn had one hit in the game last night against Seneca. It was a bases-clearing triple. That was towards the latter portion of the game, which really helped Hiawatha kind of put that game away against Seneca. There's a swing and a miss right there. Chest-high fastball. Now evened up. Two balls and two strikes.
And that was a huge part of the game because up to that point he was 0-2 up the bat. Made himself 1-3 with that huge triple.
Another fastball missing high. Count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. Here on the shortstop, Sam Dunn, who made a couple nice defensive plays in that last half inning. That pitch is high. Ball four. Good at bat for Sam Dunn. And Hiawatha has their leadoff man on and their first base runner in tonight's game.
Yes, Sam Dunn did not earn himself a walk yesterday, so to be able to come out here and to be patient up at bat, it's good to do.
There's Caden Smith. He will step in. Big right-hander, 2-for-3 last night. Two singles, two RBIs, three runs scored. Everybody got in on the action, considering that they scored 21 runs in the five innings. That one gets away. Pitch was outside and unable to get to second base on the wild pitch. Now base hit could cut the deficit in half. Corning leading 2-0, still early on, top of the second inning. Fourth matchup between these two this summer. Corning, though, defeating Hiawatha in the league championship game on Sunday. Next pitch, low and in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes here on Caden Smith. Gibbs sets, chest tie, glancing at second, now fires one in. That one runs inside, and the count now 3-0.
We saw Gibbs very dominant in that first inning. Now just kind of a little bit out of rhythm, so he just has to step back and get some good beats.
If Smith takes all the way, he does, and it's a fastball in there for a called strike, and it's 3-1. Good crowd representing both sides. As always, these two communities certainly show out. There's another called strike. This one a little bit on the inside corner, and from 3-0 to 3-2.
Yeah, you talk about great crowds. I mean, 11 o'clock yesterday, people were howling. I thought there was coyotes outside, but they were still excited and showing up the energy.
And just missed inside. Boy, Gibbs thought he had it there, but Smith walks. Good at bat. So back-to-back walks to begin this second inning.
Well, we saw in the last inning with Gibbs, he had two strikeouts. This time he was giving up back-to-back walks. So it's just about finding your footing once again, making those baby steps and getting back into that dual hit and getting some good pitches down.
Becker was very good last night. Three hits, including a double. Two RBIs, two runs. He puts down a bunt. It's popped in the air, but it just landed foul.
Got a beautiful arc to it. Just needed to be put inside. I mean, bounced probably at least 20 feet up in the air. Just a little bit out to the right.
So falls behind 0-1. We'll see if he continues to try to put that bunt down to get those runners into scoring position, or at least both runners into scoring position.
Again, Becker, tell you what, he had a great night yesterday. 3-for-4 and a double, two singles.
He shows bunt, and he pops it up again and out of play. So now the bunt probably goes away. you would think. You play a very dangerous game if you try to bunt with two strikes. So it's 0-2. Two on, nobody out. Corning holding on to an early 2-0 lead, but Hiawatha looking to strike. There's a swing and a miss. Blew it right by him with the fastball. And a big first out is Gannon Becker down swinging.
Yeah, after the last two up at bats, the 4-2 walk and then the 4-0 walk, it's nice for Drew Gibbs to come back and get an 0-3 strikeout.
So that is strikeout number 3. Here is Cooper Wishrup, a Hiawatha catcher. 2 on, 1 out. Gibbs checking second, now fires one in, and it gets kicked away. Good stop by the catcher in Lehman to keep that one in front and keep both base runners at bay.
I talked about just a little bit ago how Lehman, he started pitching yesterday, but once he gets back to that, in that comfortable position that he is a catcher, he does a really great job being able to stop wild pitches, stop pass balls, and just being able to be, you know, a great overall catcher.
Gibbs sets at the belt, looks back at second, dancing over there, and a pitch just missing outside, and it's 2 balls and no strikes.
Lehman really trying his hardest to frame it in that bottom corner, just couldn't get it.
Big 2-0 pitch coming up here in the second. Now a throw back to second. Good throw, but just getting back under the tag is Sam Dunn. 2-0 Corning here in the top of the second inning. Hiawatha has first and second with 1 out. 2-0 count here on to Wishrup. That's from the right side. Gibbs fires and just missed low, and it's now 3-0. As Camden Thonin is due up next. Well, 3-0, I would expect Wishrup to maybe take a pitch or two. He does so, and that one is a called strike number 1, so now 3-1.
And if you saw what his teammate did earlier, Cade Smith, I mean, he just, once he got that 3-0 count, he just waited on it and got a walk. So I wouldn't even be surprised if Wishrup maybe thinks about what's the next pitch here.
Ground ball, right side, fielded. This is Kelzer, goes to second for 1, and that's all they can get. And now here is a play at the plate and a pickle between home and third. Difficult spot here for Sam Dunn, and he is tagged out. And that ends the inning with a double play, and Hiawatha goes empty. Wow, what a play. They get him at second base, and then they get Dunn caught between home and third. That pickle ends short. So we stay 2-0, Corning out in front. We've played an inning and a half right here on KNZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Does pain keep you from enjoying the things you love? At HPM, we understand how chronic pain can put a pause on your life, making everyday activities and hobbies feel like overwhelming tasks. Our team is dedicated to helping you reclaim the joy of living. The pain management solutions offered at MVCH are tailored to fit your unique needs, ensuring you get the best care close to home. Please contact our outpatient clinic at 785-336-0462 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, where people you know, care you trust.
KNZA.
Alongside Crendon Profits, Captain Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman here on KNZA. It's American Legion Baseball. We go to the bottom of inning number 2. Corning, how about this? Getting out of that last half inning, Hiawatha put their first 2 base runners on, back-to-back walks, but a strikeout and then the unconventional 6-4-2-5 double play.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how conventional a 6-4-2-5 double play is. It, unfortunately, for the runner who is on third base, I believe that was
Sam Dunn.
He thought he could get to home plate, but just didn't have the room, got caught in between the wickets, and unfortunately for Hiawatha, that could be something that comes back and bites them, and they were in a good scoring position to put in some runs.
Well, it come up empty, so Corning hangs on to the 2-0 lead. Still just the bottom of the second inning, so the second go-around here for Corning at the dish. Bottom third of the order against Ashton Rocky. with Paxton Bowers, Ben Haverkamp, and Miles Wimperly. Rocky's first pitch is lifted high in the air. Third base side stays in the infield. That is as easy as it gets. Can of corn, as they would say, for Becker. And just like that, a little pop out to end the, or I should say, to begin the bottom of the second.
Yeah, nice little pop up and catch by Gannon Becker. We've seen Gannon Becker play shortstop throughout pretty much the entire season, but Sam Dunn's out there, and he's doing a great job. He's done a good job, is what I should say. And then Becker out there at third base, he's done a good job carrying that spot out, too.
Here's the center fielder, number 8 in the order, lefty and Ben Haverkamp, and the first pitch from the righty and Rocky is low for ball one. I can't believe you let me go this long without referencing a can of corn. Isn't that a pretty common baseball terminology?
I can't believe you let me
can of corn.
I can't believe you let me go this long without saying a pun, but I finally was able to get it in. So I think we're equal here. Equal lenders.
Fair enough. 2 balls, no strikes here on Haverkamp. Rocky sets and delivers. Inside. 3-0. 2 runs in the first inning for Corning. An RBI ground out by Race Fisher, and then an RBI single by Brett Heideman. The lone runs to this point. There's a called strike. And now 3-1 on Ben Haverkamp. Haverkamp last night, 0 for 4, reached on an error. And he takes a strike. His body language would not agree, it looks like, but now has to settle because the count goes from 3-0 to 3-2. Pitch by Rocky. That is outside, ball 4.
Yeah, definitely the pitch that Rocky wanted to get. You know, if you can, if you're a pitcher and you go from a 3-0 to a 3-2, I mean, that's a great spot for you. But then when your next pitch is far outside against the left-handed hitter, so it's been far to the left of the plate, yeah, just an unfortunate pitch.
Number 9 on the jersey, number 9 in the order, Miles Wimperly, the right fielder. There's a quick throw to first, and back in safely is Haverkamp.
Well, Rocky, he's got a good snap when he throws for the pickoff move, so, you know, hopefully on the least Hiawatha side, that can keep the man on a short feed.
Not much of a lead for Haverkamp. First offering to Wimperly is high for ball 1. Hiawatha played more games this summer than the other 3 teams in the field in this tournament. Corning, this is game number 19 for him. Hiawatha has played now, this being their 33rd game of the summer.
Yeah, I mean, that puts you at a huge advantage, just being able to have those games and those reps.
There's a called strike on Wimperly. Now 2 balls and 1 strike. Runner at first base, Haverkamp there via the walk. Corning's lead 2-0 in the home second. Pitch by Rocky is hit off the mound, and then it's ricocheted off Dunn, and now bobbled at second base, and everyone's going to be safe. Boy, that was a rocket shot off the mound. Went left, right off the chest of Dunn, and then ricocheted near the second baseman, and Josh Smith, he couldn't handle the hot potato. And by the time they settled it in, everyone was safe.
Yeah, that almost was a great play by Josh Smith, being able to save that. Well, that the play originally was a very hard hit, but also what I like to also give a little shout-out to is the umpire. I like the little chicken move he made with the little bobble, little robot arms. Little dance. I'm not sure if that's how the official
like a ref in football, like talking about a receiver catching it. No, he bobbled it. I don't know, but I don't know what that means in baseball. But nonetheless, it was a very hard hit ball. So that, with the bounce that it took off the mound, that was a really tough play for Dunn to make. The fact that he took it off the chest, essentially, kept it in front, and gave himself a chance was very solid, but during all there's chatter right now, the meeting on the hill here with Hiawatha. Of course, Rocky's still in there. Right now, Corning, after a walk and an infield hit, 2 on and 1 out. And now we get back to the top of the order, which, of course, very dangerous, starting here with Hunter Lehman. Lehman a ground out in his first at bat. Now has 2 on and 1 out. He'll show bunt, and he puts it down, but just foul. So no balls and 1 strike. Just could not keep it inside the line down the first base side.
Yeah, it was almost a really nice bunt by Hunter Lehman. Went up to rest both the runners. Probably would have been thrown out. Probably would have been able to set up a nice run opportunity for LJ Kelzer, who's sitting up on deck.
Rocky out of the stretch, two on and one out. Corning trying to add to a 2-0 lead. That pitch just missed inside. And Lehman evened up. One ball, one strike. Checks down the third base side and gets the call. Steps back in. Rocky looks at second. Now delivers. In the dirt. Kicks away to the backstop and everyone moves up.
Well, no need for the bunt to progress the runners when the wild pitch progresses them. So now Hunter Lehman is in the spot where he is in a prime position. Just even getting a single has a chance to clear the bases.
And could freely swing. The advantage of two balls and one strike. Base hit could double up the lead. Pitch by Rocky is lined out into right center field, and that baby finds the gap, and it's going to skip all the way to the fence. Easily both runs score, and Hunter Lehman comes through. A 2-RBI double, and speaking of the double, that's what happens with the score. From 2-4, now 4-0 our score.
Well, you know what's better than a 2-RBI single? A 2-RBI double, because you not only score two runs, you put yourself in the position of also being scored out there on second base. So just a great hit and placement from Hunter Lehman out into the center between center and right field.
Goes all the way to the gap and all the way to the wall. Now he takes off for third. Great throw. He's going to be gunned down. Hesitation on the steal and a big second out. Good throw by the catcher in Wishrup. Tag applied by Becker in a big second out.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate out right there. Hunter Lehman just thinking he had the speed on it, but that was a great tag out by Gannon Becker. We've seen his athleticism twice now out there playing third.
So Kelzer, one ball, no strikes, nobody on, two outs. And he takes one high, makes it 2-0. But the damage certainly done here with the 2-RBI double by Lehman to extend the lead to 4-0.
All you need is consistency. Just keep scoring all the innings if you're corning.
There's a called strike inside corner, 2-1. Bowers popped out to third to begin the inning, and then a walk, a single, and a double. And now this one is laced down the left field line, and that is inside the line for a fair ball. Kelzer not too hot to trot around first. He'll hang on there for a single with two outs.
You know, one thing we talked about the last game is that coming into it, Seneca dominated hitting-wise compared to the team they were going against. Donovan County only had one hit going into that game. This game, Hiawatha comes into it with 13 hits, and Corning only comes in with 7 hits. But who's dominating the hitting battle right now? It's Corning. So what all it is it's just mentality on being able to go to that next game and finding a productive at-bat and continuing it through the flow of the game.
So here's Drew Gibbs. He doubled and scored in the first and takes a pitch outside for ball one. So he is certainly been productive, not just tonight, but in this tournament so far. Runner at first base is Kelzer with two down. That one's fouled straight back. One ball, one strike. Haverkamp and Wimberly both scoring on the double to right center by Hunter Lehman this inning. Corning's lead 4-0 in the home second. Two outs and one on. There's a throw to first, and back safely is Kelzer. Donovan County awaits the loser at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in an elimination game. Next pitch outside, two balls and one strike here on Drew Gibbs. This Corning team is very veteran heavy. They got kids in the lineup that have been doing this for years. Now he sends one high and deep down the left field line, looking up over the 330 sign, and you better believe it, Drew Gibbs has cleared the wall and adds two more with a big-time home run. Kept it inside the line.
Yeah, yesterday we didn't see any big home run shots. We kind of expected maybe a little bit so. The wind seems to be pushing a little bit towards over and outside of that fence line. So it's nice to see that in the first game. We saw a nice shot that by Cooper Everly that went down the 340 mark. And now here we see Drew Gibbs who goes towards the 330 mark on the left side and it goes out. And I'll tell you what, how do you know it goes out? When you see the outfielder go all the way up to the fence and his head's still up in the air. That's a pretty clear sign. There's a bird in the sky.
That just hung up there. Off initially, it seemed like it was going to be a playable ball. But it just, as you mentioned, that wind helped maybe a touch, but just carried and carried and carried. And cleared the fence. Now Corning's lead is 6-0. They have scored 4 in the inning. And Reese Fisher is in, takes one outside for ball one, two outs, nobody on.
It's unfortunate for Coring that Lehman got caught stealing because it could be another run scored.
Another one up and inside, two balls, no strikes. Who would have thought after that caught stealing, a single followed by a two-run home run. Fisher takes one, a called strike, 2-1.
You know what that says about the team is its mentality, because now, because after that caught stealing, it puts you at two outs, but they were able to stay productive despite the two outs.
Fisher fouls one away, evens the count, 2-2. So we have seen a home run in both games tonight. Both teams, both games providing a little bit of pop. Right now, Corning's lead 6-0 in the second. Now Fisher sends one high out in the center field, but this one is much more playable. Jacobson, a couple feet to his right, makes the catch and retires the side. But the big blow, two-run home run by Drew Gibbs. Hunter Lehman adds two with a double as well. We head to the third inning. It's all Corning. 6-0 our score here on KNZA.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball, it is presented by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Alongside Crittenden Prophet, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tabman here in Seneca. Corning 6, Hiawatha nothing as we go to the third inning of play. Drew Gibbs back to work facing Camden Thonin here to begin this third inning. And first pitch low and outside, ball one. Winner secures a spot in the state tournament. Doesn't win the tournament. Again, the top two teams out of the four-team field advancing. And Seneca, the first team eliminated in their loss tonight to Doniphan County. Now Doniphan County awaits the loser of this game in a 3 o'clock start time tomorrow in what will be the final elimination game. And at that point, once we get to the 5 o'clock tilt, the two teams will be registered for state. There's a swing and a miss. And Thonin now evened up, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Peyton Teal will follow, Josh Smith after that. That one just a touch low, and it's 3-2. 4 runs in that last inning for Corning. A 2-RBI double by Hunter Lehman, and then a 2-run home run by Drew Gibbs. And then Gibbs comes back with a strikeout, knee-high looking, and Thonin is down for out number one.
Yeah, went for that inside corner fastball against the righty. Just a really nice pitch in the pitch sequence as well.
4 strikeouts and 8 batters faced for Drew Gibbs. Here's Peyton Teal, the left fielder. And first pitch low and in the dirt for ball number one. And Seneca trying to get, Corning, beg your pardon, is trying to get back to state for a second consecutive year. They were a game away from the title last summer. They beat Seneca out in the state tournament. And again, we're going to have two teams, of course, out there again. But Seneca will not be one of them. 2-0 the count on Teal. Gibbs working with a little bit of a groove here with a 6-0 advantage. That one just missed outside, 3-0.
Well, Gibbs, he's just having the battle. You saw in the last inning, he had to battle a lot through all the pitch counts, but his defense helps him out plenty, too.
And that one outside, ball four. So Peyton Teal works a walk with one out here in the third. That is the third walk issued by Gibbs.
Yeah, and the second 4-0 walk, too. So Gibbs just a little bit struggling here, so he's got to, like I said, refine that footing, the baby steps, and work his way back up. But he's got a nice defense behind him and offense, which he also contributed to that we saw with the home run.
Back to the top of the order. There's a throw to first, and Teal back safely. Josh Smith, a strikeout victim in his first at-bat, steps in for a second time against Gibbs. Gibbs sets, steals, missing inside at the fastball, 1-0. Gibbs has not had to work out of the stretch too terribly much so far. Not much of a lead at first. Next pitch, about the same spot, a little bit inside. It's 2-0. We walked the first two batters he faced in the second inning, then followed it up with a strikeout and then a double play, which ended the threat. Kept Hiawatha off the scoreboard. Two balls, no strikes, one out, one on. Pitch by Gibbs. Just missed outside. Now 3-0 again. Well, Hiawatha, they have the pop from top to bottom to easily get themselves back into this game. There's a called strike. Smith watching all the way. And now 3-1. We have seen Josh Smith. We saw him hit a home run and earlier in the summer at their home ballpark. And he took off, and that tends to hurt. He thought it was ball four, but it was a called strike. So now he has to come back. Has a nice little smile on the face, but now has to settle in at 3-2.
Yeah, talk about that Josh Smith home run early on in the year. That was against Holden. That was actually a one-pitch hit home run out to deep center.
And 3-2, fouls it away. Runner at first base is Teal after a walk. Right now Corning post 2-16. They're leading this one 6-0 in the third. And the pitch. Just missed inside, ball four.
Yeah, no, Gibbs did a great job working back up on the count. You know, it was 3-0, got it to a 3-2, just unfortunately, just couldn't finish here, and now you gotta expect the mound meeting.
Here is the mound meeting coming. That's the fourth walk issued by Gibbs, along with his four strikeouts. Corning's got a little bit of breathing room. They lead it 6-0 here in the top of the third, now two on and one out. Jacobson is set to step in here in a matter of moments. But we're down to the final three teams here.
Well, yeah, if you're Corning, you kind of just want to settle down your pitcher. But, you know, if you're the head coach, you might not want to hesitate trying to, you know, put in maybe a new guy because you want to secure this game. Because securing this game is more important than anything else, because winning this game guarantees you to the state tournament.
So after the brief mound visits, the infield clears and we get set. Cooper Jacobson flew out to left in his first at bat. Steps in for a second time against Gibbs with runners at first and second and one out here in the top of the third. Spins the bat above the left shoulder. Gibbs out of the stretch. Sets chest high, looking at second. Not much of a lead either side. Here's the pitch. Fastball missing upstairs for ball one. The location seems a little bit off.
Well, batters also they're just going to be patient now. They're just going to wait until they're at that 3-2 count.
There's a hard swing and a foul off back into the net. Evens up, one ball, one strike. And Jacobson in the win last night over Seneca, two hits. A walk, three runs scored, and an RBI. And 0-1 tonight. Here's a 1-1. Another high fastball missing, 2-1. Hiawatha won one game in the zone tournament last year, but then lost consecutive games and were eliminated from the field. Made the state tournament two seasons ago. Now it's 3-1 on Jacobson. Pitch by Gibbs is popped up and out of play, foul. So now the count runs full 3-2. So Thonin, the first batter he faced this inning, worked a full count, but he struck him out. Walked Teal on four straight pitches. Got to Josh Smith, who worked a full count. Ultimately walked, and now Jacobson has worked a full count. So Gibbs grinding a lot of pitches here in this inning. 3-2. It is high, ball four.
I'm not sure if now this is the point where he may be considering a pitching change. I think they're just going to keep letting this roll. I mean, Drew Gibbs, he's got to grind out and fight out this inning and, you know, try to put his team in a position where he's maybe only giving up one, at most two runs in this scenario where the bases are loaded with only one out.
Three straight walks given up to load the bases. Five total walks by Gibbs in the game. 6-0 Corning, but Hiawatha threatening with the bases juiced and one out in the third. Rockies' first pitch seen there is high and inside for ball one. A strikeout victim in his first at bat. Big opportunity to get Hiawatha on the board, and he rips it out to left field, and it's under the left fielder in tally, and this could clear them all the way to the fence. One run, two runs, three runs, and into third is Rocky, a bases-clearing triple, and it's now a 6-3 game.
Yeah, well, you talk about Rocky. He's, you know, rough start pitching-wise. He's given up seven hits and six runs, but here you go. That's how you earn yourself back. You dominate in the hitting department, and that's what he did yesterday when he went 3-for-3 and helped his team to the victory and won McDonald's Player of the Game. And here already a bases-clearing 3-RBI triple. That's how you continue your momentum from yesterday's hitting performance.
So now a 6-3 game, runner at third, one out. And stepping in, Sam Dunn takes a first pitch in the dirt, ball one. Well, certainly the game has changed a touch. Next one a little bit inside and quickly 2-0. So right now location is a problem for Drew Gibbs. The one he left out over the zone, Rocky sent it all the way to the wall and left for a triple. There's a foul ball and ooh, off the foot or the ankle there of Dunn. And he felt the ricochet of that one and he's got to kind of settle himself down.
Well, Hiawatha off to a great start. We talked about maybe just a little bit the last inning that double play that kind of ruined it for him, the 6-4-2-5 double play. I mean, you go back to that, I mean, they could have at least maybe scored one or two runs from that inning, and here right now they have a good chance of still putting up a run. They have Ashton Rocky on third base, one out, productive in play out, can easily get him home, and that would, you know, put you within the two-run game. And from there on, and for Hiawatha, it's about hoping that Ashton Rocky can continue to go uphill with the pitching battle.
So Dunn settles back in. Gibbs, which is the runner at third, will go out of the windup. Fastball runs inside, and it's now 3-1. Well, how long do you let it go if he continues to not consistently locate the strike zone? But that's a good pitch there. It's a called strike, and the count is full.
Well, I'd say trust your guy. Let him try to grind out this inning. I mean, if there's any more damage is done, I mean, that's when maybe you want to take into consideration, hey, we really want to win this game. Let's put in a fresh arm back there.
3-2, fouled away. Might have been ball four. It was a little low and outside, but Dunn went for it. Rocky's at third base with one out. Bases clearing triple has gotten Hiawatha within 6-3. And that pitch is low. Ball four gets away. Rocky takes off. Play at the plate. Not in time. So a wild pitch makes it 6-4. Dunn walks. That is six walks now allowed by Drew Gibbs. And what was a 6-0 game is now 6-4 here in the third. And now another meeting on the hill. And we may have a new pitcher.
I mean, yeah, if you look at the stat line, he only had two walks coming into this inning. And right here in just this inning alone, he's got four walks and a wild pitch. And he's even given up a triple that scored three runs.
So Corning is going to make a change on the mound. We'll tell you about it after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Drew Gibbs out. Aiden Talley, the new pitcher for Corning. They started this top of the third inning with a 6-0 lead, but Hiawatha has scored four and are still batting with only one out. The big bat to this point was a bases-clearing triple by Ashton Rocky, and he'd ultimately come in to score on a wild pitch, which was ball four to Sam Dunn, who's now at first base with still only one out. Six walks, four strikeouts for Gibbs. He is responsible for the runner at first. And the thing is, he only gave up one hit, and it was that triple.
Yeah, it was just about the control of the fastball. He just couldn't find the location for it. And now it's going to come down to to Aiden Talley, who's now came in at pitching, and now he's going to have to find the control over himself, you know, find that strike zone. Just put it in play. It's okay if you're a ground ball or a pop-up pitcher. Put it down the plate.
His first one was a little bit low. His second one is a called strike here to Caden Smith. One ball, one strike. Smith walked in his first at-bat. Got two singles in the game last night. And a couple of RBIs. Next pitch, a called strike on the inside corner, and it's 1-2.
Wade Talley coming out, and he's already putting the tallies up on the board on the strike. It's 1-2 here, and he's trying to go for the punch.
Still only one out in the inning. Talley glancing and firing. Ground ball, Gibbs fielding. Play it second for one, and the throw to first is not in time. So couldn't quite get the double play, but they get the runner out at second. That is Dunn, who is out number two. And Smith at first on the fielder's choice. So two outs, one on. Here's Becker. Corning's lead, 6-4. Strikeout victim Becker was his first time up. It was solid last night with three hits, and now he fouls this one out of play. Starts behind 0-1. Beautiful night for baseball here in Seneca. Good game brewing through two-plus innings. Pitch by Talley. Beautiful bender. Does not get the call. Boy, that looked like a very good spot.
Yeah,
ball, one strike.
Not only a good pitch, but a good frame, too. I mean, he didn't have to really move it much. It was just right in the zone, but regardless, sometimes it's a gamble.
Another one popped up. Foul territory out of play.
Well, Talley, once again, back-to-back batters here. He's faced. He's put him on a 1-2 count, so he's just looking for the punch-out now.
He's trying to get out of the inning with the lead still intact. Talley delivers. Chopper stays inside the line, and it's a fair ball. Fisher's long throw is not in time, and it gets away all the way to the right side fence. They will stop Smith at third. Getting it in quickly, no runs will score, but now second and third. It was right on the line, fielded on the third base bag, and you had to go all the way across the diamond, and not even in time, but the throw gets away, so now second and third. And to hold Smith at third, and Becker reaching on the air to second base. So a base hit could potentially tie the game. And here's Wishrup. Ground ball right up the middle. Gibbs fields. Throw low. Fielded in time for the outs. So Gibbs comes back and makes a great defensive play to keep those two at bay. But Hiawatha gets right back into it with four runs in the inning, highlighted by a bases-clearing triple from Ashton Rocky. We go to the bottom of the third inning. 6-4 Corning here on KNZA.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Hey y'all, this is Whitney from Fitted. We have shoes for all ages featuring top brands like Reef,
Brooks, Birkenstocks, Under Armour, Sass, Skechers, Clarks, and more. Whether you need comfy casuals or stylish heels, we've got you covered. Visit us at Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas, your local apparel and footwear store. Can't make it into the store? Shop with us online at fittedks.com. Let us help you find the perfect fit for every step of your journey. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted.
Kansaland Radio.
Four runs on just one hit for Hiawatha in that last half frame, and now they're going to go with a new pitcher here. Caden Smith is on the bump here, taking the spot of Ashton Rocky. So we'll look to see the defensive alignment changes here. Trying to see who's taking over the spots at first base for Smith. Well, we'll figure that out. I think that's Becker at first base. No, it's Jacobson. Oh, that's it. So Jacobson to first, and Rocky will go out to center field. So Caden Smith, again, the new pitcher.
Well, no, Rocky comes out and, you know, like I said, he had a great hitting performance, and he did yesterday too, but unfortunately yesterday he did have a poor pitching performance when he was the second pitcher to come in, and that's why he got taken out, and Becker had to come in for him to try to finish that game out. Well, did finish that game out for Hiawatha for them, but still, Ashton Rocky still has done a great job in the hitting, as we mentioned, that triple that was able to clear the bases and score in three runs, but unfortunately, pitching-wise, he gave up seven hits, six runs, and a walk.
Yep, just two innings of work. He'll go out and be in center field. That's his normal spot when he's not on the mound. But Smith now trying to keep his team within two. 6-0 game at one point, but four runs in the top of the third has gotten Hiawatha within 6-4.
We're going to see how Hiawatha continues to battle adversity. We saw yesterday they were down 5-0, and that's when they started to reply. Today they waited till they were down 6-0 to wait to start scoring. So as I mentioned in the pregame, they're the ones who, you know, won a resilient battle, whereas Corning, they already had that established lead, and that's what we're seeing both here, both sides. Corning's had that established lead, and Hiawatha's trying to be that resilient team that builds back. So it's kind of replication from yesterday.
There we go, 6-4, our score, and the start of the bottom of the third inning. Smith, first pitch to Brett Heidemann a little bit outside for ball one. Heidemann followed by Talley and then Bowers. 6 runs, 7 hits so far through 2 innings for Corning. Smith, next pitch. That one is in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Heidemann singled in a run in the first inning. Leading off here in the third, takes one high, and it's 2-1. Fans certainly enjoying it, getting into it. Got great food here for the people watching. We were promised barbecue sandwiches at one point, I think. And
we were. That's what we're going to get after this game.
Nowhere to be found, but hopefully they're still there for us. There's a hard check swing there. I should say a hard swing. Just clipped the bat there for a foul ball. Makes it 2-2.
Let me just correct you. Hopefully there's some for me.
Oh, okay. I see how it is.
Yeah, you get cool. The leftovers.
Okay. Well, I think that's what they are, but that's okay. Here's a 2-2. Waiting on a curveball. Slow roller back up the hole and into center field for a hit. So not much behind it. Strength on the hit, maybe a 4 out of 10, but just enough to get up the middle and back out into center field, and a leadoff hit for Heidemann, and he's 2-2.
Yeah, Heidemann not only had a strong hit, but he had a strong run to first base. I mean, he looked like the roadrunner going there, and then his way past the first base, he was still trying to track his legs because he was just out of control on the sprint.
So just like that, Smith has to go to the stretch, and his first pitch out of the stretch to Talley is a little bit high on a fastball, and it's 1-0. Talley grounded out to short to end the first inning. First time facing Smith here. Long look after the stretch position here, lifts and deals. Called strike, and it's 1-1. Runner at first base, Brett Heidemann. Nobody out, bottom of the third inning. Corning at bat. leading 6-4. Smith sets, chest tie, deals a little bit outside, and it's 2-1. Corning scored 2 in the first and 4 in the second. Hiawatha came back with 4 of their own in the top of the fourth, or third, excuse me. And a 2-1 just missing, now 3-1. Well, the last thing you want to do is score 4 runs, get yourself right in, back into the game, and then come back and maybe essentially put the first 2 Corning batters on. That'd be the case. A walk is here, but instead it's going to be a ground ball. Fielded on a hop, second for 1, throw to first is not in time. So they get the lead out. Heideman out at second base, a little ground ball, nice field by Sam Dunn. So Tally just takes over at first base with now 1 out.
Tell you what, Sam Dunn has been doing an excellent job at shortstop. He's already made, now 3 6-3 plays on the game. So you can just say Dunn when he's getting it done.
I can't with you sometimes. Here's Paxton Bowers. Pitch outside, throw down to first. And back in safely is Tally. So Bowers jumps in front, 1-0. Bowers popped out to third in his first at bat. And last night, 0-4. Smith out of the stretch. And a little soft toss to first, and it gets away. And Tally into second base. That is an E1. As that throw went sailing by the first baseman. And Jacobson.
Yeah, unfortunately, sometimes, you know, on a pickoff move, you put yourself out of rotate or out of position as a pitcher, and then the ball just kind of sails away from you. I mean, you're trying to get a fast snap on that throw to first.
That pitch runs inside, clips the helmets of Bowers, and he is hit by the pitch and will take first.
You know, a good positive. That this is the first hit by pitch of this game. I do believe it's the first hit by pitch of the entire night. So, very positive sign to...
A few of those
yesterday.
In the 2 games last night, for sure. But now 2-1. Here's Haverkamp, who walked and scored in his first at bat. Fastball missing outside. It's 1-0. So, a chance here for Corning to help maybe stretch the lead back out a little bit. Once up 6-0, now leading 6-4. Smith sets, kicks, and fires, and it's hit up the middle and back into center field for a base hit. It's brought in quickly by Rocky, everybody moving up and stopping, so the bases are now loaded with 1.
Yep, great position here for Corning. This is how you respond. As I mentioned, how are they going to respond to the resilience of Hiawatha and what they're going to do when Corning takes a lead? And what Corning is doing what they exactly need to do. Keep the bat hot, get those hits, load those bases. Now you have an awesome opportunity with the last batter in your order, Wimberly, with a chance to possibly clear the bases. We'll see what he does.
A quick meeting on the hill here for Smith and the Hiawatha infield as they try to settle him down and try to keep Corning off the board. They're going to need something to happen here. Bases loaded, 1. Here's Wimberly. A single and a run scored in his first at bat. Tally at third, Bowers at second, Haverkamp at first. So in this scenario, the infield plays in, at least the corner infield a little bit more in. He'll go out of the windup. First pitch is high for 1.
Well, Smith just has to keep a good mentality here and to keep himself focused. Don't look at the bases around you. Just kind of like a little bit of a tunnel vision here and just focus on getting those strikes.
And this is lifted high and deep, left field, but playable. Should be a sacrifice fly. The catch is made by Teal. The run is in from third, and it's now 7-4. Productive at bat. Wimberly drives it in with a sacrifice fly as Tally crosses home plate to make it 7-4.
Yeah, you always got to appreciate those productive at-bats, especially when you got that runner on third base, being able to get him home, and now you improve that lead to a 7-4 three-run lead.
The other two runners stay aboard. Bowers at second, Haverkamp at first base, but now 2, top of the order. Here's Lehman. High chopper. Dunn backing up, settles to second, getting a force out there, and that retires the side. But a productive at-bat for Miles Wimberly, a sacrifice fly, gets one back for Corning. We head to the fourth inning of play, 7-4 here on KNZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball continues here tonight, night number two of this Zone 3 tournament in Seneca. Brandon Tabman alongside Crendon Profit and Kurt Kilman in studio. A 7-4 Corning lead on Hiawatha. These two teams winning their games last night, playing in the winner side of the bracket here. So neither team, regardless, going to be eliminated because of this game. The loser of tonight's game will play Doniphan County at 3 o'clock tomorrow. That will be an elimination game. Winner of that one will secure that second spot. Again, the winner of this one does guarantee a spot at state next week.
Oh, yeah, no, you're completely right. And also, I mean, this game just kind of represents some breathing room, but you could still lose all your air. You can lose all of the oxygen in it, possibly, you know, if you go into tomorrow and you lose that game. So whoever secures this game, they're good to go. They know that they have that spot at state, and then all they're doing from there is securing just a better seating. So from this point on, it's about continuing that growth. And right now, Hiawatha, they're kind of in the momentum stage, right? They just held, according to one run in the third inning, and they were able to score four. They were able to go through all nine of their batters in the last inning. So they're going to see if they can try to continue that productivity. But as for Corning, they're going to see if Tally get things going for them.
Tally came on for Gibbs in relief last inning, and the first pitch here to Camden Thonin is swung on and missed for strike number one.
We saw Tally last inning, a good little special teaser from him. He was 1-2-ing a lot of his at-batters, but then it was either a ground or a flyout that got the main out. So we'll see if he can get some strikeouts here.
Thonin showed bunt, pulled back, and took a strike on the outside corner, and it's quickly 0-2. Under the bright lights here in Seneca. Gorgeous backdrop, and a curveball is in there. Strike three looking, and three pitches and one out here in the fourth.
Yeah, in Tally's first strikeout of the game, you would have figured he maybe could have got one in the last inning, as many people as he brought to a 1-2 count. But overall, he's just doing a good job of just getting his job done. And if he can continue that progress, he can keep this lead held for Corning.
All right, here's Peyton Teal. Swing and a miss at the first offering. Makes it no balls, one strike. A walk and a run scored in his last at bat. Four runs on one hit for Hiawatha. Foul ball down the left field line, and that'll get out of play. And quickly, Tally's worked Teal to an 0-2 count.
Yeah, Tally's just doing a great job locating the fastball. In fact, that's just kind of what the bread and butter is right now. Fastball, fastball, but he's finding those special spots in the zone.
And swinging on 0-2, slow roller, right side, fielded by Kelzer, and he can't finish the play.
Well, I was talking about the fastball, 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 fastball. So what did he do? That time he brought the off-speed pitch. It went low, but it was a little bit too slow of a pitch because Peyton Teal was able to recognize it and was able to bring it down with the bunt.
Second error by the Corning defense. Again, if it's fielded cleanly, it should have been a play made by Kelzer, but now one on and one out for the top of the order and Josh Smith. Tally out of the stretch, overhand throw, and he really goes over the top with his pitches. That first pitch in the dirt, ball one. Smith 0 for 1. He has a strikeout and a walk and a run scored. 7-4 Corning here in the fourth. That pitch is taken for a called strike, and it's 1-1. State next weekend begins on Friday. Unsure of, obviously, teams and times, but out in Concordia. High chopper. Gibbs fielding. Throw to first is low. It's dug up, but everyone is safe. And then getting to third on the throw to first is Teal. So Smith with an infield hit. And now first and third with one out.
Yep, and that speed right there, just being able to lay that shallow hit inside the field. But Josh Smith, he's got that speed. He gets the first base. And who also has some speed? Well, that's Peyton Teal. And Teal was able to help himself to third base, which puts himself in a good scoring position for Hiawatha.
Here is Jacobson. Runner takes off, and Lehman will not make the throw to second. So a stolen base for Josh Smith. And now second and third.
Yeah, that's a good decision not to make that throw, because if it's just a little bit off the line, well, you know who's going to go and take home.
Fastball high, missing. Two balls, no strikes here on Jacobson. Dangerous hitter here. 7-4 game, but Hiawatha lurking again. Here in the top of the fourth. Next pitch, low and inside, 3-0.
Well, it seems that tally now, we saw at the beginning of this inning how much he was in rhythm, but now he's been shaken out of rhythm. So for him, he's got to keep that going, try to get back into it before Hiawatha take advantage of this.
That is a four-pitch walk, missing inside, and Jacobson's aboard. I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world. You bring the double play back into effect. But the bases are loaded for Ashton Rocky, who hit a bases-clearing triple in his last at-bat. And now he has the bases loaded again.
Well, not only that, but it's going to force the mound to come up and talk about it because, well, Ashton Rocky was the star hitter of yesterday's game, just kind of going over his performance. He was 3-for-3 with two doubles, a walk. He was a hit by a pitch. He had four total runs and four RBIs. He got the McDonald's player of the game. So I don't know if he's still hungry after getting that McDonald's from yesterday because, I mean, he's looking to score some more runs here.
Yeah, I would believe so. I wonder how many of our player of the games with McDonald's have taken advantage, you know?
I mean, I'd go immediately right after.
Immediately right after,
I wouldn't even hesitate.
Well, we are in an interesting spot here after the mound visit. Tally has to deal with Ashton Rocky. Hiawatha, the base is loaded with one out here in the top of the fourth. Corning's lead is 7-4. If he replicates his last at-bat, this game would be tied. But we'll see. First pitch by Tally, just missed outside for ball one. Lehman tried to frame it on the corner, did not get the call. Teal at third, Smith at second, Jacobson at first. A 1-0 is sliced foul, right side out of play, and it's 1-1.
This is going to be an ultimate decider for the rest of this momentum of the game. You got Aiden Talley, who, you know, was pitching really great here, but now he's struggling a little bit. Now you have Ashton Rocky, who's been able to take advantage of some rough pitches. So we'll see how this battle plays out.
Another one just missing on the outside corner, and it's two balls, one strike. Advantage Rocky at 2-1. All four of the Hiawatha runs scored in the last inning, now trying to add to it here in the fourth. That one just missed high. Now it's 3-1. Well, now, I think Rocky's a veteran enough hitter to where if he sees one, he's probably got the green light to swing, even though a walk would issue a run. And there is that swing, and he missed it. Now the count runs full 3-2.
Yeah, just a little bit under it. You know he really wanted to get it, and the green light said go, but now he's just going to have to protect the foot. Correct the play.
Monster 3-2 pitch coming up here. Tally. Called strike three. Rocky thought it was a walk, but that is a monstrous strikeout for Tally. His second in relief, and now there are two outs, and it's up to Dunn.
Well, going into that one, you know, Tally was a little bit intimidated after seeing what Rocky was able to do to the last pitcher. But, hey, you know what? Kudos on the kid. He was able to keep his head high and was able to go, okay, I know around me the bases are loaded. I haven't given up a run this inning, but I got two. Well, now he's got two outs. So He's doing some great stuff right now.
Well, Dunn fouls the first pitch out of play, 0-1 the count, but still has to get through one more at bat. A very dangerous one with Sam Dunn. He has walked in both of his at-bats tonight. He falls behind quickly, no balls, one strike. Bases loaded, two down here in the fourth, a 7-4 Corning lead. Off speed, just missing upstairs, one ball, one strike.
Well, I think Aiden Talley can now kind of lower his, you know, maybe levels of adrenaline down, get back into that level of comfortability with the pitching.
Another foul ball, just got a piece, and now Dunn needs to make sure to put one in play here. He's behind at 1-2.
Yeah, back to Hiawatha. Still, you're in a great spot to score some runs here with the bases loaded, but, you know, you have two outs, so you're going to have to put in a great field position of play.
One ball, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded here in the fourth. Talley sets at the belt, bends the knees, and fires one in. It's outside. Here's a late jump. Throw to the plate is not in time. A wild pitch allows a run to score. It's 7-5.
Yeah, Peyton Teal, nice effort just on the rush into home plate, but the runners from first and second are able to progress. That's Josh Smith, who's now up at third, and up on second, that's Cooper Jacobson.
Almost looked like Teal maybe hesitated a touch before taking off from third, but still had the speed to get home safely to make it 7-5, and now a base hit could tie the game.
Yeah.
Second and third with two down.
Yeah, Teal had the wheels, and we're going to see if we can keep this car going here for
Oh, and Fisher boots it at third base. He slaps the glove. One run is in. Everyone is safe. Wait, throw to third is in time, so they get a lead run out. So the inning is over. Jacobson gets caught at third, but that does score a run, and we got a one-run game. 7-6, two more across in that inning. We're halfway home here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KNZA.
Well, halfway done and halfway to go here on KNZA, American Legion Baseball. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning, 7-6, Corning over Hiawatha. Brandon Tamman, Crendon Prophet, and Kurt Kilman in studio. Top two teams this summer so far, top two seeds in this tournament. Both playing in a winner's bracket game tonight. Not an elimination game, but the winner will secure one of the two spots in the state tournament next week in Concordia. And kind of expected a good ball game with these two, and that is certainly what we've got through three and a half.
Yeah, no, certainly has been probably the best game that we've seen competitive-wise with it being a close one. We've seen some pretty close games, but it's still, you know, within three, four runs, so it's there's a big differential the past couple of days. But this one, it's a fight back and forth. I mean, it's two teams, you know, pulling back at a rope, seeing who's going to lose that strength. But Corning, they're trying their best to keep that lead. They've kept it the entire night. There's not been a time where they've lost it, but they're only up by one run, 7-6.
Here's Caden Smith back on the hill. He will face L.J. Kelzer here to begin the bottom of the fourth, and a first pitch called strike number one. Kelzer, 2-for-2, two singles, two runs. Productive night at the plate for him so far. And he fouls one away here, quickly falls behind, 0-2.
Well, it's important for, at least in Kelzer's perspective, to get himself on base, to put himself in a position that this team can keep scoring, but he's got to protect now with an 0-2 count.
Corning scored two in the first, four in the second, one in the third. They lead it 7-6. Off the inside part of the bat, little looper to the right side, and Jacobson can't make the catch in foul territory. Pops out of his glove, and Kelzer gets a kind of a break there. Now gets an opportunity back at 0-2. So let's see if that's dropped little fly ball there. Maybe comes back to hot Hiawatha. We'll see.
Yeah, that one just kind of hit in the hard part of the glove where his palm, his hand was, and that's what kind of caused the pop out. So if he would have just maybe brought that a little bit more towards his chest so it just fell into that nice leather, Bynum would have probably made that catch.
And a time called by the umpires. Still no balls, two strikes. So Kelzer steps back, resets. Smith now on the rubber. Gets the sign. And deals. And another foul ball. Stays 0-2. Drew Gibbs to follow. Race Fisher after that. So certainly the meaty part of the order. 2, 3, and 4 for Corning. As again, they have not trailed in this game. Once led 6-0, but now it's 7-6. As Hiawatha has battled back with 4 in the third, 2 in the fourth. Another foul ball. This time to the right side. Stays 0-2.
Yep, just battle it out. You can keep yourself alive. L.J. Kelzer, he's been stuck here at the 0-2 count, but what he's doing is he's fighting, and he wants to earn that spot as the leadoff man to start this bottom of the fourth inning with his team in a positive way.
Smith likes the first sign he gets from the catcher in Wishrup. Lips and fires. Runs inside, and it's 1-2.
Yeah, just good eye from Kelzer, bending himself back. Knows that that one's going to kind of sail towards him. So he's still waiting here on the 1-2 count.
And a 1-2 on the way. Called strike 3, outside corner. First strikeout for Caden Smith, and the first out in the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, that's a great strikeout, too. He was battling really hard against Kelzer right there, but he was able to earn it.
Here's Drew Gibbs, who has had a monster night offensively. 2-for-2, a double, and a 2-run home run. Two-run home run highlighted that 4-run second inning. Cleared the fence in left field. Batting here with one out, nobody on. Smith's pitch is a fastball missing high for ball one.
Yeah, Drew Gibbs needs to kind of do what he did before, and that's build momentum back into the side of Corning, and he has a good chance here, even with one out, to get himself a base hit.
Smith fires a 1-0, and it's an off-speed pitch that doesn't bend in there, and it's now 2-0. Well, Smith, in relief, took over for Ashton Rocky to begin the third inning. And one run came across in that third. That one runs up and in. 3 balls, no strikes. That run in the third for Corning. Sacrifice fly by Miles Wimberly. Here's the 3-0. Taken all the way, ball four. So a one-out walk. That brings up Race Fisher, who is 0-for-2 but has an RBI ground out.
And that's Smith's first walk. So, you know, you got your first strikeout this inning, but you also got your first walk. So right now, keep the mentality strong, keep things going if you're in his shoes.
Big body and Fisher steps in from the right side. Smith out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. Gibbs takes off. The pitch is inside. The throw is wide, and Gibbs is in there safely.
Say what, Sam, I know that was still a stolen base, but Sam Dunn did a nice job of following and tracking that throw to second, because it was really off the line, went far, far right, but he did a nice job being able to stay behind there, catching the trail of it, and, you know, not letting it get too far back, or else that would have been a little bit of a disaster.
1 ball, no strikes here on Fisher. Gibbs now at second base. Next pitch, a little bit upstairs, makes it 2-0. So 6 straight pitches now outside the zone, and that will call a meeting on the hill.
Yeah, both teams, they've seen their pitchers tonight get into a little bit of a struggle fest when it comes to just throwing a ball after a ball after a ball after a ball. And what do they have to do? They have to go up there, call that mound meeting, and settle them down and see where they're at mentally and if they can finish this out. Because as I mentioned before, this is a major game. Both these teams want to make sure that they have the best person out there, mindset-wise and physical, who can complete this game to guarantee their chance of being able to go to state.
American Legion Baseball, it's presented by Helena Agra Enterprise, People Products Knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Also want to thank Luke Dillon Electric with over 20 years experience in commercial, residential, and new construction, also remodel. Give Luke a call, 785-851-0785. 2 balls, no strikes, 1 out, 1 on. Here in the bottom of the 4th inning, Corning at bat, leading 7-6. Fisher steps back in, steps back out, and steps back in.
I like this new dance move.
They call it the two-step. Maybe the three-step there. Smith back to it, fires. That one just missed upstairs. Now 3 balls, no strikes.
I was really hoping he was going to get a hit there. Then we could have called it the three-step hit.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, big 3-0. Let's see if he takes all the way here. Smith is struggling with the location. Gibbs taking off for third. The pitch is way inside, and the throw is high to third and gets out into left field, and Gibbs is going to score. So it's a walk, and now Fisher to second, and that throw is high and gets out into center field. It's backed up by Rocky, but all of that now makes it 8-6. So Gibbs steals third, and then the throw gets away. That's an error. And then Fisher walks and then gets to second base on that throw. So
yeah.
A crucial error gives Corning now a 2-run lead.
Well, comes down to all about momentum. What gets you that momentum? Well, for Corning, it was getting hits at the beginning, and now that error could be crucial here against Hiawatha. They had a really great spot. They were in a kind of a decent positioning here to get things back going, but now Corning, they've put the tide back in their favor.
First pitch to Brett Heideman, a little bit inside for ball one. Heideman's had a good night, 2 hits, 2 singles, an RBI. Has an RBI chance here with Fisher at second base and only 1 out. A run across thanks to an error, 8-6 now the score. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1.
Well, the damages have been done, so now it's just kind of about limiting them here and trying to keep this within a 2-run game for Hiawatha.
Corning has not trailed in this game tonight. Off speed, just missing. 2-1. They scored 2 in the 1st, 4 in the 2nd. They led 6-0 early, but then Hiawatha came back with 4 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th. Corning has also scored in every inning. There's a called strike and evens up here. 2-2. Fisher at second base. A walk and an error got him there. Heideman the lefty. Open stance from that side. Righty Smith fires. Swing and a miss. And a strikeout. Second strikeout for Caden Smith, and there are 2 outs.
Caden Smith doing a nice job about keeping himself mentally in this game. I know that there was a mound meeting just a couple of at-bats to go, but he's back in it. His mindset's back and clear, and he's going to try to keep this to just a two-run game, 8-6 here.
So 2 outs now. Here's Talley. Takes one inside, ball one. He is grounded out, also reached on a fielder's choice and has scored a run. Corning 8, Hiawatha 6 here in the bottom of the 4th inning. And Fisher takes off for third. Here's the throw to third, and it kicks away, but not far enough for Fisher to dart home. So now Fisher up to third base, and the count now on Talley at 2-0.
I know Fisher may not be the speediest player on this team, but let me tell you, he's still got great movement, and he's got great vision, too. He knows when he can take off, and right there he's got himself to third base and put himself into a better position to get batted in here. Obviously, a sacrifice at bat. Can't put him in with 2 outs, but just a well-placed single could put him in.
Well, if Fisher was in the running for who was going to have the cleanest jersey after tonight's game, he would not be in the running. 2-0 is high. 3-0. Here on Talley with Paxton Bowers due up next.
Well, are you really playing baseball if you don't have a dirty jersey?
Well, you never know. I mean, sometimes, you know.
I'm sure the parents out there kind of appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Here's a 3-0. Called strike on the outside corner, 3-1. Are you really playing baseball if you're not playing baseball? You know? You know what I mean?
Oh, I love the mind games here.
Fisher at third base, 2 down, 3-1 count. There's a foul tip. And a strike call. 3 balls, 2 strikes. A run in thanks to an error. Corning's lead now 8-6. Can Talley come through with a clutch two-out hit? He'll pop this one up. Doesn't believe so. Foul territory. It is Smith. Oh, and he misplayed it in foul territory.
Oh, I
Will
really
that come back? No, it dropped. He came off the mound. It was a little pop-up long enough to where he could get to the other side of the foul line. He calls off first base and catcher right there with Wishrup and Jacobson. And boy, it looked pretty routine, but just did not complete the catch. And now you give Talley an opportunity again at 3-2.
Yeah, I mean, nice job communicating with the rest of his teammates, calling off the catcher to go for it. Just unfortunately, the execution.
Here's the pitch. And it's outside, ball four. So that misplayed ball keeps the inning alive as Bowers now will come up with runners at first and third.
Well, there's still no need to get worthy here if you're Smith. You've only given up one run this inning and you got two outs. All you got to do here is set yourself into a position where you can get this batter out.
So Smith now really grinding here in the fourth. Still needs to get one more out. First pitch to Bowers, low and in the dirt, ball one. He's been hit by a pitch. He has also popped out to third. Fisher still at third, Talley at first. Pitch by Smith is high, ball two. Advantage Bowers at 2-0. Bats from the right side. Settles in, slight bend to the knees, a little closed on the stance. And watches a 2-0 come in and fouls it straight back into the net to make it 2-1. You got to get this out. Smith had an opportunity to catch one in foul territory to end the inning, but could not do so. Followed it up with a walk to Talley, and now Bowers has a 2-1 count. And he hits it well. Out into left field, coming on to make the catch is Teal. So he was playing the right spot. And Hiawatha avoids disaster. But Corning adds one on a throwing error from the catcher out into left field as Gibbs was able to score. So it's an 8-6 Corning lead. We head to the fifth inning here on KNZA.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Tired of your string trimmer not running or tired of pull starting it? Come to Stahlbaumer Lumber and check out the Milwaukee string trimmer deal going on right now. With the trimmer blower combo, buy it and get an attachment absolutely free with purchase. Available attachments are edger, hedge trimmer, and pole saw attachments while supplies last. If you are new to the quick lock system, we offer up to 13 different styles of attachments that can change and interlock with the M18 fuel power head. And there's tons more of Milwaukee deals going on right now. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Good one brewing here as we hit the fifth inning of play. It is Corning 8 and Hiawatha 6 in this Zone 3 American Legion Baseball Tournament winners bracket game. Both these teams 1-0. Seneca eliminated earlier tonight with a loss to Doniphan County. DC will play the loser of this game tomorrow at 3. The winner here secures one of the two available spots in the state tournament next week. So Caden Smith, to begin this fifth inning, takes a strike from Talley. And the 0-1. Is popped up in the infield, right off the mound is Talley, the pitcher, to make the catch, and a little pop out to begin the inning.
Let me talk about that athleticism. Just, it's always great to see a pitcher who has to be able to make those plays outside of the bump right there. Just a great example of Aiden Tully being able just to locate a nice pop-up on the infield near the mound.
So one out and a nobody on. Here in the top of the fifth inning, here is Gannon Becker, 0-for-2. He's reached on an error. Bats from the right side. Tally's pitch is hit out to center. But coming on to make the catch is Haverkamp. And quickly, three pitches and two outs.
Well, not only is Tally helping himself, but his teammates are helping him out too. And, you know, being a popped-out pitcher, you know, that's totally fine. Just, you know, give them high elevated balls. Hope that just rides right off the top of the bat. And then, you know, from there on, your players make the plays.
So quickly, two up and two down. Tally trying to work quickly, and there's a swing and a miss by Wishrup, and he falls behind at 0-1. Hiawatha went three up, three down in the first inning. They have not gone three up, three down since. Tally trying to change that here in the fifth. Next pitch a little bit low and outside for ball one. Wishrup hitting to that different 6-4-2-5 double play back in the second inning, which ended a threat. And now, lined to the left side and right into the glove of Fisher. Didn't have to take a step. And Hiawatha, just like that, retired in order. 1-2-3. To the home fifth we go. 8-6, Corning and Frank here on KNZA.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Ben Haverkamp, Miles Wimberly, Hunter Lehman due up for Corning here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brandon, Crendon, Kurt all with you here on KNZA, American Legion Baseball. Night number two of this Zone 3 tournament. Both these teams winners last night. And Caden Smith back on the hill for Hiawatha, trying to keep his team within two. Corning has not trailed in this game. They led 6-0 after two. They led 7-4 after three, and 8-6 after four, and now coming up to bat here in the bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, no, great spot for Corning right now. They just were able to put a 1-2-3 inning. They hadn't had a 1-2-3 inning against Hiawatha since the very first inning, and then, of course, you know, when they had that 3-up, 3-down inning defensively against Hiawatha, they were able to get going offensively. So maybe Corning is starting to take that step back to where they were at the beginning of the game. They've been consistent. They've scored a run in every inning up to this point, but you need to kind of find that, you know, breaking point. You got to break through that wall and put yourselves into a good enough and a reasonable lead. That way you can kind of afford to give up a couple of more runs because, you know, it's only an 8-6 game. You know how Hiawatha has been. They've been resilient and they've been able to fight here.
So here we go, bottom of the fifth inning. Smith, his first pitch is a little bit inside here to Ben Haverkamp for ball number one. Haverkamp's 1-for-1. He's got a walk to his credits and also a single and a run scored. Smith kicks, fires with the right, and a little bit high, makes it 2-0.
Well, big improvement on Haverkamp today. Yesterday he went 0-for-4, reached only on an error, so tonight for him to at least get a single in there is pretty good.
Has reached base in both of his at-bats, so certainly a productive evening for him so far. There's a swing and a miss, and now two balls, one strike. Miles Wimberly after Haverkamp, and then Lehman after that. The loser of this game will play Doniphan County at 3 o'clock tomorrow in the last elimination game of the tournament. And we'll have our two teams set, who will be making the trip to Concordia next weekend. Last year, Seneca and Corning were both there. Seneca will not be one of the two teams here in 2024. They were eliminated with that loss to Doniphan County earlier tonight. 2-2 a little bit outside, and now the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. Let's see what Smith comes up with here on 3-2. The pitch is fouled away. You know what he comes up with there? A foul ball.
Foul ball.
And another pitch coming up.
Here Camp just, he has to protect the plate here. He's got two strikes on a 3-2 count. Trying to be the leadoff man to get things going here for Corning.
And he will put it in play, but right to the defensive glove of Dunn, who just rifles it to first for the out. Hit hard enough. Dunn didn't really have to go anywhere. Just kind of waited for it. Makes a nice clean throw to Jacobson. One up and one down.
Yeah, and that's the fourth play Dunn's made, the fourth 6-3 play of the game that Dunn's made. And like I said earlier, he's just getting it.
So one up, one down. Here is Wimberly. A single and a run scored in the second, and then hit a sacrifice fly to left in the third. So once again, a productive night for the number 9 hitter in the Corning order. First pitch by Smith, a little bit up and in, makes it one ball, no strikes. And Smith came in to begin the third inning, took over for Rocky, who had a, no pun intended, a rocky start.
I think you stole that joke from me.
I wrote it down as soon as you said it, so had to come back with one. There's a swing and a miss there, one ball, one strike. But again, Smith, since the third inning, he's pitched pretty well. You know, he's eating up some time, some pitches, some innings. Now he pops this one up out of play. One ball, two strikes now on Wimberly. Lehman due up next. Be the fourth time through the order for Corning as we're in the bottom of the fifth. Nobody on and one out. 1-2 the count. Smith sets and delivers. And hit to the right side and right to the glove of Josh Smith. Makes a nice catch for the out.
Yeah, an incredible catch. It was low, just right to the ground. It was just, I mean, well, it kind of was on the ground. He scooped it right, just right up from the ground, like some like a shovel going through dirt, and just a perfect dig up.
So two outs and nobody on. Here is the catcher, Hunter Lehman. He doubled back in the second inning. He's grounded out a couple of times as well. First pitch by Smith, taken for a called strike.
What's impressive about this game in particular is we haven't seen a game where it's a 1-2-3 inning, but we have a chance of getting back-to-back 1-2-3 innings by both teams. So defensively, teams tonight have been playing better than yesterday.
Here is another ground ball right to Dunn. Fields it cleanly, sets, delivers, and fires over the outs at first base. Another clean inning. Back-to-back 1-2-3 frames. We head to the sixth, an 8-6 score. Don't go anywhere. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Does pain keep you from enjoying the things you love? At HPM, we understand how chronic pain can put a pause on your life, making everyday activities and hobbies feel like overwhelming tasks. Our team is dedicated to helping you reclaim the joy of living. The pain management solutions offered at NVCH are tailored to fit your unique needs, ensuring you get the best care close to home. Please contact our outpatient clinic at 785-336-0462 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, where people you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu and Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? Brandon, Crendon, we got Kurt, 8-6 Corning. This American Legion game over Hiawatha, we start the sixth inning. As Tally is back to work on the bump, he'll see 8-9-1 in the Hiawatha post-66 order. And starting here with Camden Thonin, followed by Peyton Thiel and Josh Smith.
Well, you know what I've seen? I've seen some great level of play from both of these teams, and they kind of, like I said, they've been kind of replicating each other. Both teams just goose-egged each other in that fifth inning with it being a three-up, three-down on both sides of the frame. So we're going to see how things work here in the last two innings of the game as we're in the top of the sixth now. Hiawatha for bat.
Well, Tally for Corning and then Caden Smith for Hiawatha. Both those guys have pitched well in relief tonight. Tally continues. A 1-0 is just a bit outside. And 2-0 here on Thonin, who's 0-2 with two strikeouts. 8-6 Corning here in the top of the sixth. They have not trailed in this game. There's a swing and a miss, now 2-1. At one point, they led 6-0 after two. And then at one point, Hiawatha had gotten to within 7-6. But since then, Corning has added one, and we stand 8-6. There's another swing and miss, and quickly 2-2.
Yeah, Corning has just been holding the lead just as they did yesterday. They've just been holding it. And what Hiawatha is trying to do is they're trying to take that lead over.
That pitch just missed a little bit low and outside. Count runs full. 3-2. Well, Hiawatha, they have 6 outs to spare. And they're down 2. So got to get something going. 3-2 is low and outside. 4. First time tonight, Thonin has reached. And that brings up Thiel, who has reached twice with a walk and an error. And has also scored a couple runs.
Yeah, that's just Tally's second walk, but he's also got 2 strikeouts, so he's looking pretty good right now. He's still in a good position, and he's been kind of helping this Corning team stay in a nice leveled spot. He's only given up 2 runs, no hits.
First pitch, fastball missing outside, 1-0. And Thiel represents the tying run at the plate. Tally fires, runner takes off, it's a called strike, throw to second, Gibbs, tag applied, but not in time. Thonin just beat the throw, and he's up to second base. It was a called strike, so Thiel now a 1-1 count.
Yeah, good recognition by Thonin to be able to take off, and sometimes best deals are when it's on a strike.
Tally sets, bend to the knees, and fires one in over the top, and misses outside to make it 2-1. Well, Hiawatha trying to brew something together here. Down 2 in the late innings. We're in the 6th. And this is hit well. Center field, but in the right spot to make the catch is Haverkamp. And now trying to tag to third, an incredibly not smart move as he is gunned down from center field for the double play.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the decision. If that was probably batted out to far right field, I think that's a no-brain to tag up on second, get yourself to third, and then you have a one-out man on third, a pretty easy productive out or play could get you that way. But, you know, we've seen a lot of decisions today on Hiawatha that have kind of backfired here. So when you look at the end of this game, you're going to see a lot of mistakes and mental errors on the base and the path running that kind of come back to bite Hiawatha.
And first pitch swinging, Josh Smith pops out to shortstop in Gibbs to end the inning. So just like that, Hiawatha had something brewing and turns away quickly and nothing doing. So we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Still 8-6. Don't go anywhere. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
103.9 93.9 FM, KNZA.
Stick around for our post-game show as we'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game, Corning and Hiawatha, here tonight in our final game of the doubleheader here on KNZA. And we've had a good one so far, and Hiawatha had a couple opportunities tonight and a couple of runners maybe slip away, and we're into the bottom of the sixth now. Corning still holding on to an 8-6 lead and a chance to add some insurance here late. Smith back to work, and the first pitch to L.J. Kelzer is taken inside for ball one.
Yeah, some mistakes have been made by Hiawatha, and now they only have three outs left, and they're out of this game. They only have the top of the seventh to bat, but Corning has a chance to add some insurance here to give themselves a better advantage.
Fastball missing a little bit below the knees, and it's two balls, no strikes. Kelzer has two singles tonight, two runs scored. He has also struck out. And Smith kicks and fires at 2-0. That is taken all the way for a called strike, now 2-1. Corning, two in the first. They scored four in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth. First time held off the board tonight in the fifth. And a rocket shot through the hole on the right side, and a base hit on a 2-1 count. Kelzer sharps one to right field, and he is now 3-for-4. Three singles for Kelzer, and that brings up Gibbs.
Yeah, great night from Kelzer. Last night, he went 0-for-2, and now, as you mentioned, he's now gotten three hits on the night, so just pretty incredible game, and that's a great compliment to mentality is, you know, yesterday not the best performance, but today an even better one, the three singles.
And the first pitch to Gibbs, a little bit high for a ball. Well, Gibbs has also had a very good night. A double in the first, a two-run home run in the second, and a walk in the fourth. He has scored three runs and has driven in two. Here's a 1-0. Called strike on the fastball, one ball, one strike. We have seen a home run in both games tonight. Doniphan County hit one in the first game in their 10-0 win against Seneca. Gibbs hit one earlier tonight here against Hiawatha, and he fouls that one away, and it's 1-2.
Yeah, that was Cooper Everly. You hit that home run in that first game, the two-run shot, just to keep things going and kept things alive for Doniphan County to help them secure that 10-0 win. And here at Corning, you know, they're going to be the team here that tries to help themselves secure their win.
Not much of a lead for Kelzer at first. Pitch by Smith is called strike three on the outside corner. Down goes Gibbs for the first time tonight. There's one out in the inning. Three strikeouts now for Smith.
Yeah, three strikeouts, only one walk given up, and two hits. So he's doing some good work right now.
Pitched well in relief. Here's Fisher. Takes one outside, ball one. Fisher, a RBI ground out in the first. He has a fly out to center. And also has walked. Runner at first base with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Corning 8, Hiawatha 6. Next one outside, quick throw to first, and nearly got him, but Kelzer back in safely. Nice little flick of the wrist there by Wishrup to get it down there accurately. Two balls, no strikes here on Fisher. He certainly has the power to clear the fence here in Seneca. Seen him hit a home run this season. Next one outside, ball three. Well, Corning's home field is a little more forgiving for hitters in general. It's just a little bit shorter. That is a four-pitch walk. That one inside.
Yeah, now Caden Smith, he's a little bit shaken up right now. And in his position, I mean, there's one out on the board, just a runner on first and second, but he's just going to keep his mind straight here. He's got to realize that he's just going to get the outs that he can get when he can keep control over, because he's got to keep the score as minimal as it can be going into the top of the seventh with only three outs to give for Hiawatha on their at-bat.
Hide him into the right side, fielded by the second baseman to get the out. That was nicely done by Josh Smith, but both runners advance. So Kelzer to third, Fisher to second, but a ground out there for Heideman. Didn't waste any time. 4-3 for out number two. And now up to Aiden Talley with runners at second and third and two down. He has a ground out. He has reached on a fielder's choice, and he has also walked. But a big-time chance to add some insurance here. First pitch is high and inside, ball one. Fans are certainly staying in it and enjoying this one here tonight. 1-0 again is high, and it's 2-0.
Well, Aiden Talley hasn't recorded a hit tonight, but yesterday he had two singles and three RBIs, and so he's in a great position here to score some insurance for his team.
It would be monster insurance if he could drive these two runs in, for sure. And he's got the advantage of 2-0, and he takes that one high, and it's 3-0. So we'll see how aggressive or not aggressive he is with the next pitch or two with the advantage at 3-0. Bauer's due up next. Smith sets and deals, and that one misses just high for ball four. Base is loaded for Paxton Bauers. A monster spot, now a meeting on the hill.
Well, you know what? You don't like that walk there, but you're going against Paxton Bauers. And as a discredit to kid, he's got great athletic ability, but he has not had a hit through the entire two games so far. Yesterday went 0-4, and today he's gotten a hit by pitch that was able to earn him to first base. But other than that, I mean, he's gotten a pop out to third base and then a line out to left field.
That's a quick meeting. Smith will still have the ball to try to shut down this threat that Corning's putting together here in the bottom of the sixth, trying to add some insurance. An 8-6 lead for Corning. They have the bases loaded with two outs. And it's Paxton Bauers.
But I'll say, you know, you haven't had your first hit the last two nights. This is a great spot for you to get that first hit because you have a chance to, as you put it, some monster insurance for this team.
That walk issued the fourth walk allowed by Smith in relief. So he's going to go out of the windup here with the bases loaded, and the first pitch is high and inside for ball one. That is seems to be the miss for him this inning is high and inside. Now Wishrup is going to go out there and have a little one-on-one.
Yeah, so after the coach calls the mound meeting, now the catcher's going to call it because he's got to set his pitcher into a good mentality. He can't just walk another runner and just allow easy runs to score. Okay, find that zone. Try to get him to get a pop-up or a ground out, anything. Just get that last out of the inning and try to get things manageable for Hiawatha in the top of the seventh. If you're Corning, try to get a good at-bat here at Bauers.
Kelzer at third, Fisher the runner at second, Talley at first. One ball, no strikes. The count on Paxton Bauers. Two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Smith sets, Chastain delivers a, boy, I thought that was a strike. It was not. Got ahead of myself there. It was a good location there, but might have been a touch outside. So now 2-0. Smith again, sets, fires, bunt shown. It's pulled back. Well, pretty much the same spot. That one was called a strike, and it's 2-1.
I'm not sure if you bunt here just with two, just because you do have two outs, you wouldn't want to get thrown out at first here. But, you know, we'll see what Bauers does on 2-1 count.
Doesn't show bunt. He'll ground it to the left side, fielded beautifully, and the tag made it third for the out. Becker saves a run, maybe two, and Hiawatha will have a chance. Down two going into their final at bat in the top of the seventh. 8-6, don't go anywhere. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Final opportunity for Hiawatha, post 66 here in this game tonight. They come up here in the top of the seventh inning, trailing Corning 8-6 here on KNCA. It'll be a good part of the order for him against Aiden Talley here, who's again been very good in relief for Corning. Jacobson, Rocky, and Dunn.
Well, it's been a rough one for Hiawatha. I know it's only an 8-6 game, but a lot of mental errors have come up to this point. This could be a tied ball game, potentially, if not for the fatal mental mistakes on this team. But also, alongside that, they've had three innings where it's been three up, three down. They had one inning that was four up, four down, So unfortunately for them, they just haven't had that productivity. They haven't had a hit since the fourth inning. They've only had two hits this entire game and a total of six runs.
First pitch to Jacobson is outside for ball one. So here we go, top of the seventh underway. Hiawatha needs two to extend this game. Talley will try to shut the door for Corning, earn their spot in the state tournament next week. Next pitch low, 2-0. Jacobson flew out to left in the first. He walked and scored in the third and also walked in the fourth. 2-0 is hit high and deep, but playable. Center field towards the gap, and the catch is made by Haverkamp, and there's the first out.
Well, that's all that Talley has to do here is just put, you know, good position fastballs inside the zone that just, you know, get those batters to swing and pop it up in the air or put it into a grounder and get those outs. Nothing flashy, nothing, impressive here. Just get those outs.
Yeah, certainly trust the defense. Make the batter put it into play, and that's what he did there. Now another one popped up by Rocky, out of play foul, and it's 0-1. Rocky, couple of strikeouts, but he had a big three RBI bases clearing triple in the third. He has had a great tournament offensively, but now needs something going here in the seventh. Off speed, just missed, and it's 1-1.
You know, it's even actually more impressive right now. This could be the first game, if Corning does pull this out, shut out this inning and win, this would be the first game that's not run rule one. In fact, it was a pretty good complete game by both teams up to this point, where we've actually made it to the seventh inning for the first time in the past two nights.
Yet the games have still carried on. We have surpassed the two-hour game time here. Right now it's a 2-1 count with one out. Next pitch outside, 3-1.
Yeah, last night, folks, if you were around and didn't get over until about 11:05 is when the game, I think, officially ended. In the broadcast, I think we wrapped things up about 11:10.
I didn't get to bed till about 2, so it was a later evening, but that is okay. 3-1. Here's the pitch, and it's hit and snagged by Gibbs. He saves a base hit. Shortstop side. He leaps up and pulls it down for out number 2.
Man, I think we need like a little Mario sound effect to go under that little boing, because he just went up in the air and caught it like a gold coin. Man, that was incredible. Gibbs, absolutely amazing athleticism, the verticality to be able to leap up, make that catch up in the air like a leapfrog, and man, he just put his team one out away from being able to secure themselves to going to state.
Well, that could have been in the gap potentially and maybe extra bases, but now 2-2 two down and Hiawatha down to their final outs, and that one runs inside and nearly hit Dunn, but he just got out of the way, and it's 1-0.
Yeah, I know you definitely want to put yourself on base, but taking a fastball to the helmet, I think, is something that most people don't want to do.
Yeah, probably not ideal, but how dedicated are you to your craft? I'm just kidding, but did they call that a – is that a foul ball? Nonetheless, it is a foul ball here, the right side. Well, it shows 0-2 on the scoreboard, so maybe did that ball run in and catch his bat? I think that's what the call was.
We're just waiting to see on what the umpire signals here.
The umpire shows 0-2. We couldn't really tell. It is 0-2. So that first pitch that ran all the way up and inside and almost hit him actually caught him in the bat.
Well, Tally just needs one more to tally up here to get that strikeout for the game.
Off speed, just fouled away, and boy, Lehman took one maybe off the hand there. But that foul tip just kept Dunn alive at 0-2. Hiawatha down to their final strike. 8-6, Corning leading. They have not trailed this entire night, but it has been fun.
It's not over for Hiawatha if things end here, but you know, you kind of start to run out of air a little bit, and you got to really fight tomorrow versus Dauphin County. But Corning right here, like I said, only one out away and one strike away from being able to take this victory and head out of state.
No balls, two strikes. Tally sets and deals. Ground ball could end it. Here's Gibbs at short, fielding, firing, in time! And Corning has secured a spot in next week's AA state tournament, as they hold on to beat Hiawatha here tonight by a final score of 8-6. So that'll set up Hiawatha and Dauphin County in a win and advance scenario tomorrow afternoon. Our postgame show is next right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home or business, you can get just what you want at Suthers Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suthers Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Hey y'all, this is Whitney from Fitted. We have shoes for all ages featuring top brands like Reef, Brooks, Birkenstocks, Under Armour, Sass, Skechers, Clarks, and more. Whether you need comfy casuals or stylish heels, we've got you covered. Visit us at Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas, your local apparel and footwear store. Can't make it into the store? Shop with us online at FittedKS.com. Let us help you find the perfect fit for every step of your journey. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball on KNZA, wrapping up here. Night number two of the Zone 3 tournament in Seneca. Brandon, Crendon, Kurt, one final time. Top two seeds in this winner's bracket game. Corning post 216, back to state with an 8-6 win over Hiawatha post 66. Now, Hiawatha, their tournament's not done yet. Now they have to play an elimination game tomorrow against Dauphin County at 3 o'clock. Winner of that game will get that second spot in the state tournament. We'll talk about that, obviously, as we progress into the day tomorrow. But two of the best teams, we could argue the two best teams, of course, record-wise and by seeding in this tournament. And we saw a really good game tonight. Corning never trailed, scored the first six. Hiawatha battled back, got to within 7-6 at one point. But ultimately, both teams got good pitching in relief. But Hiawatha had some mistakes on the base pass that might have, you know, maybe cost them a run or two. But again, overall, great game. That's kind of what we expected. And Corning, again, the redemption tour continues as they secure a spot at state next week.
Yeah, talk about those mental errors real quick by Hiawatha. One of them was that 6-4-2-5 double play that kind of just people just kind of going around where they probably shouldn't have been. And then also the caught stealing. There was a ball hit out to deep center field, and then the runner on second, you know, thought he could maybe tag up and get to third. Unfortunately, there just wasn't enough space. So, you know, mental mistakes can sometimes hurt you. But, you know, fortunately for Corning, you know, things were able to stay clean on them for themselves. They held Hiawatha to three straight, three up, three down innings. They had four total innings where they held zero across the stat line of zero hits, zero runs, zero errors, and left zero left on base. And that is efficient baseball right there. And that's actually the best baseball defensively we've seen played all night. And it was from Corning. And tell you, one of those players who were able to help contribute that was Challey. He came in and he was only able to give up two runs, a hit, one walk and two strikes. So he came in, played pretty dominantly and was able to show off himself, and he was able to also do some couple things on offense. But overall, a great victory for Corning to take that win over Hiawatha. But these two teams might see each other again tomorrow. We'll see.
Right, and if that's the case, then both are going to be qualified because Hiawatha and Doniphan County are going to have to duke it out at 3 o'clock, which we'll have for you. The winner of that game moves on to this tournament championship game. But again, the top two teams go. So the winner of that game tomorrow with Doniphan County and Hiawatha will join Corning out in Concordia next week. But there will still be some seeding factors in terms of how this tournament finishes up. But obviously the biggest game tomorrow now is Doniphan County and Hiawatha. You mentioned Aiden Talley. We're going to give him our Player of the Game nod, brought to you by McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca, just mainly because what he did pitching in relief. You know, he came in, obviously, you know, getting the start was Gibbs, who's usually pretty surefire, but he ran into some trouble, kind of lost, you know, his way with the strike zone, started issuing a bunch of walks, and you know, they brought him in early, and he goes 4 2/3 in relief. He gives up just one hit, a couple of runs, but a couple strikeouts. But again, just the one hit in four-plus innings against a very good Hiawatha lineup. He also reached base in three at-bats. So I think Aiden Talley's a pretty good nod here for our Player of the Game.
Yeah, I'd agree. And I wouldn't discredit also Drew Gibbs. I know he had to come out of the game because he gave up the four runs, and he was just really struggling. Not only did he give up four runs,
He didn't struggle with the bat.
He did not struggle with the bat. To mention, he hit the home run, the second home run we've seen tonight, other than the one in the first game that was Cooper Everly. But here he hit a two-run shot, and it kept the momentum going for Corning, and he scored three times as well. So for him himself, he did some great stuff, and offensively he was well. But we're gonna give this to the player who kept this game going defensively and kept Corning alive, and that was Aiden Talley.
And Corning never trailed in the game. Got up 6-0 early, and Hiawatha, they battled back, got to within 7-6, but ultimately an 8-6 win for Corning as they are back to the state tournament, AA Styles in Concordia for a second straight summer. Who's going to join them? It'll be Doniphan County or Hiawatha. Those two duke it out tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, which we'll have for you right here. KNCA 103.9 FM. So the final tallies in this one, and we'll start with Corning. They get their 14th win. Now 14-5 is their record. 8 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors. They left 8 on base. Hiawatha, they dropped to 23-10. And their final tallies in this one, 6 runs, just 2 hits. They had 2 errors, and they left 4 on base. Game time, 2 hours and 5 minutes here in the nightcap. Well, that's going to do it, and we'll head into tomorrow's elimination game at 3 o'clock. Doniphan County and Hiawatha. Who's going to join Corning in Concordia next week? We will find out and join us tomorrow just shy of 3 o'clock. For Captain Kurt,
Crendon Prophet, appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm Brandon Tabman. Thanks for listening to American Legion Baseball.